This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradern. This is part 21 of our story. If you've missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, Amadeus had just awoken in a room he didn't recognise, surrounded by elements from stories and history texts he had read. Lord Vizier!
Lord Vizier! Come in! Stop! Come in! As I'm quickly pulling a shirt on.
And this, you want to say human woman, because by all accounts she looks human. The servant girl comes in, but her eyes strike you as strange, as she has, her irises are these swirls of blue and purple.
Would I recognize this as tiefling in origin, given that my natural eyes are fully black?
No. Potentially feyish or potentially celestial.
Huh.
But the bit that strikes you the most interesting is her servant's uniform. And suddenly the colors of the noble's clothes that you are grabbing click in as well. Purple, orange, red, in a very particular style that you remember from the first book you catalogued, a courtly intrigue story by the name of Behind Her Mask.
Ooh.
I'm going to grab my head as all this information keeps slamming into my head. Yes, what is it?
The king is acting incredibly strangely. He's writing on himself in strange words that we don't recognize, calling you. Somebody's been sent to go summon the Lady Knight, and another one's been sent to go summon the Lord General.
Yes.
None of those titles are familiar to you.
Right. Let me get my leg through the last hole. Right, I'm ready to go, unless I'm missing anything.
Your book.
Right, yes. Where did I put that? Sorry. Busy night.
Sorry, that was me out of character.
All right, I look for my book.
The book of everything cannot find.
I start walking around. Okay, let's go.
And you hurry off.
Do I still feel the connection to my book?
Yes, you do.
Do I feel like it's...
It feels like you can call on its power, but you can't call on its physicality.
Okay, cool.
We'll move over to Tanwyn.
Me!
As the Lady Knight awakens. In a room that likewise you do not recognize, but it smells familiar, which is ascendance. As you look around and see a room just covered in stuff. There is just armor.
I don't know what happened last night, but I think I did a pretty good job, whatever it was I did. Yeah. Must have gone out drinking with Magnus again.
There is just several pieces of armor and weapons all over the room.
Right.
On one wall, there's this display case that just has nothing but different types of swords in it.
Ah, yes.
And on another wall, there is posters and memorabilia from circuses and traveling play troupes and all that. You don't recognize any of them, but you're just like, the way that they're put up on the walls makes them seem like whoever owns this room enjoyed them. And then, weirdly enough, in the corner of the room, across from your bed, there is a forge furnace and an anvil.
Whoa.
And you have
I'm starting to think that this isn't my room.
But you have this vague memory of asking for the forge to be put into your room because you didn't trust anybody else to handle your equipment.
I get out of bed and I approach the forge.
It looks like the one you had back in the village.
Huh. I look down at my clothes.
The nicest sleepwear you have ever seen.
Huh.
But in the most raging pink you can think of.
It's not the worst colour, I suppose. Where am I? I'd like to take a moment to walk around the room getting... Is there windows?
Yeah.
Are we... Okay, yeah, I will try to take stock of where I am looking out the window.
Yeah, you look out the window and you see the site earlier, but you have no connection to it. It's just a place by the sea with very strange looking buildings.
Huh. Is there anything in this room I recognize? Is my armor here? Is my sword here? Most importantly, is my trollstone shield here?
No, but there is a shield that you do feel that magical connection to of, oh, this is one of my attuned items.
Huh.
Should you go pick it up? It has the right heft for the trollstone shield, but not the appearance.
I need to go find Magnus and Amadeus, I think. This is a little bit too much for me.
Could I get you, as you are thinking that, to make me either an flat intelligence check or a wisdom saving throw?
Absolutely.
Please do better than I did.
I would love to make you a wisdom saving throw.
Go for it.
Roll good, not bad. Roll good, not bad. 7.
Oh boy, the information might get revealed later then. As you're trying to pass through your thoughts of what happened and where you are, there's a... Lady Don't. Knight! Lady Knight!
Don't come in, I'm changing! Or you can, I suppose. It doesn't really matter. What is it? Who's the Lady Knight? I'm me? I'm the Lady Knight.
Yes, lady.
Okay, come in, I guess. Can you help me with the strap? She's like, as the person comes into the room, she's got her armor on and she's struggling with a shoulder strap.
Yeah. The woman that comes into the room has, as previously described, this orange, purple and red servant's uniform.
Hmm.
But instead of hair, she has feathers, and her arms also look like they're fused with feathery wings.
Whoa. Do I notice if the veil is lowered?
You don't think the veil exists.
Huh. Whoa. Oh, good morning.
What do you need my help with?
Just the strap, if you can.
The servant reaches up and helps you with the strap.
Hey, thank you.
His Majesty the King needs your help. He's gone crazy. He's writing on himself. It's like the Archmage before him.
Oh, you know I don't know a lot about writing, but I'll do whatever I can.
Well, we need you to hold him down to stop him from writing on
himself. That I can do. All right, let me just grab my things. I'll be out with you in a moment. And she just starts stuffing some things into a bag.
Yeah.
Horda's gonna hold her. Horda's gonna...
All right, I'm ready. I think this should be heavy enough to put on top of him.
The servant girl looks at it. She looks like she's doing some mental math about the amount of stuff that you put in here, and just quietly nods and runs off to do whatever other duties she has to do.
Wait, I'm hungover. Which way to the king's room?
She stops, looks at you kind of a little confused that that's what you're asking, and she's just like, you must have had a bad night. I'll follow me.
Thank you. I have. You wouldn't believe it if I told you. Believe me.
Fair enough. She's not paid high enough to ask questions.
It's why Amadeus is just like, lead me to him, because if you speak authoritatively enough, people don't ask questions.
Yes.
Aye, but, you know, at her core, Tanwyn's just a farm girl.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll move over to Magnus. Magnus.
Yay.
Magnus, you awaken in a room that, once again, you don't recognize, but it seems familiar enough to other very utilitarian rooms that you've been in. This something about this room just screams, this belongs in a barracks. This is a soldier's room. Mm. There's a banner on the wall with a military insignia on it.
Mm.
One that is all too familiar to you, but it looks wrong, as it looks like the banner that you've seen many of the ghostly soldiers carry of Ishagar, one that depicts, from the literature you've read about Ishagar, is said depicts a lily if you're looking down on it from on top.
Mm.
But it's wrong in just subtle ways. Like, lines that are supposed to go one way go another. Some that are supposed to be thick are thin.
Yeah.
And the swamp rower that is holding onto it, basically this bird that they've got on either side of it, has one too many toes on each of its feet.
Hmm.
I'm just going to try and clarify the image. You know how the New Zealand coat of arms has the two people on either side of it?
Yeah.
It's basically got these two giant swamp birds on either side of this circle with a flower in the middle of it. But yeah, each of these birds have one too many toes.
Hmm. Magnus is going to check the scarf.
There is no scarf.
Oh.
But you feel the connection to the many, many ghosts that live within the scarf. You don't have your scarf.
Huh. What does the skin look like underneath?
Fine. Normal.
Damn. Magnus hasn't seen that in like 20 years. Magnus is going to be like, damn.
And as you're waking up and figuring yourself out, can I also ask you for either an intelligence check or a wisdom saving throw?
We're going to do wisdom saving throw.
Go for it.
That's a 19.
Oh, damn.
Thank God somebody.
Magnus is like, scarf is gone, something's wrong.
And as you go, something's wrong here. The memories come back. Mm-hmm. After having a rather good lunch, the three of you went down to storage. Amadeus, there's a guard that you sign in with and go past. There was nobody at the security gate. So you all sign your names on the entrance form just to be on the safe side.
And because Amadeus is a stickler for the rules.
Yes.
Yes.
At least here.
And more or less break into storage.
Nothing would go wrong.
Nothing would go wrong. And you guys move in and start looking around, trying to find someone. Eventually, after 10, because storage is huge. After about 10, 20 minutes, you do find someone, but they're not alive. They are very dead, and they are covered anywhere they can reach to write on themselves in just words. And Amadeus read them, because that's what Amadeus does. And it's all of them are just descriptions of himself, who he is, like somebody trying to desperately remind themselves and keep their sense of identity. And as this is all happening, you hear the sound of something coming free from one of the shelves way up high. And this giant, thick book just falls on Amadeus's head and knocks him unconscious.
Damn.
That's on brand for Amadeus. Yeah. That is very much
I can imagine Tenwin and Magnus's initial response to that just being like, ah!
Oh, we should probably help him out.
As you laugh, after impacting on his head, bounces into the air and then stays there.
Oh.
And then its pages open and start fluttering.
We need Amadeus for the scary books.
Suck, and suck Amadeus into it.
Oh, no, no, no!
Go on and after.
You full on just dive in.
Yeah, both of us.
Yeah, and that's...
That's on the brain cell has disappeared. We need the brain cell.
We need him back. We need him back.
We need the brain cell, and the brain cell went into the book. So. Yeah.
And that's where we find ourselves.
You had to know that they were going to dive right after me, because they need me to figure out what all this is.
Yeah, it's absolutely a book. But also, we're meant to be your meat shield, and we can't meat shield you if you're inside a book.
True, yeah. Amadeus appreciates the fact that you came to save his bacon.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you are fully aware that you find yourself in a book, which might explain why the insignia is wrong.
Yeah.
And as you're like, oh, I'm inside of a book, because that's the normal thing. Lord General.
Not here.
Very funny, Lord General.
No, I'm Magnus, I'm not Lord General.
Well, Lord General is your title, Magnus is your name.
Would it be history to, like, try and recall details?
Go for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's 14.
You would surmise that either the character you have possessed or the role that you have been put into is Lord General of whichever army of whichever country you happen to find yourself in. And the voice on the other side of the door goes, "Very funny joke, Lord General. We request your assistance with the king. He is acting very strange, and we're summoning all the high officials to try and figure out what. I'm not too sure. I just got sent to get you." Lord General. Okay.
Frog it, we ball. What's the equipment looking like?
You find an axe and flail, and the flail has the right heft for the Trollstone flail, but not the appearance. It is like shiny metal.
Yeah.
It feels right, and there is the right armor for you to find.
Sweet.
Mechanically, you have all of your stuff. It just doesn't look right.
Hey, that makes sense.
But yeah, you open the door to this Goliath fellow who's good 2 feet taller than you, also in scale mail with the Ishigar insignia on him and a Nagulu on his hip.
Yeah.
For those listening, a Nagulu is I think it's an African sword, but it's basically this thick, heavy blade with a curved hook on the end of it that is often used for beheading.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cross between an axe and a sword.
Nice.
But yeah, you recognize what the Nagulu is because many of the Ishigar ghosts have them.
Yep.
It seems like it was a fairly common weapon back when Ishigar wasn't ruins. But yes, you all eventually get brought to the king's chambers and you find this very confused and old warven fellow just desperately trying to grab a quill or a paintbrush or something. Like he has servants trying to hold him back, but he is desperately fighting against him to try and grab a writing utensil from his desk. Like he already has ink on his skin and his robes, as you do see that he is written much like the dead body that you saw before, descriptions of himself.
I know what to do here. And Tanwyn's going to stride forward and scoop her arms underneath the king's arms and just kind of hold him back and stop him from grabbing at stuff, muscling the other people out of the way and just locking him into place.
The servants let you do this. No need to make checks, because basically it is transferring the grapple from one person to another.
Do we recognize each other?
Yes, you do. This is
Spider-Man.
Hey, up, look. Hey, up, mate.
From the sounds of the stories you've heard of this guy, he was like one of the first to arrive at the Sanctorum. He's been there pretty well since it was inception. He may have even helped build the place. You can't confirm which stories and rumors are true or not. He's one of those old guys who's just kind of always been
around. Is that the dwarf? Or?
The dwarf.
So wait, we recognize each other. So do these two now begin to click?
Yeah, as you all see each other, all three of you recognize each other. You all look right. I misunderstood what you meant by do you recognize each other. And as you do, yeah, the memories come back. You were investigating. And yeah, the memory for Amadeus is a bit shorter because got knocked unconscious by a falling book.
Tanwyn, as that memory floats back into Tanwyn's head, she goes, ha 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 ha.
Oh, God, devil having meltdown. Okay, Your Majesty, are you okay? Not stupid question.
What's he writing?
He's writing facts about himself.
What's the funniest one?
That he has the tattoo of a unicorn on his left butt cheek.
What?
Yeah, he's got a tattoo of a unicorn on his left butt cheek.
Servants hear this all stop. I mean, a couple of them blush, and the servants then take that moment to excuse themselves.
Once again...
Show me!
Once again, we are incredibly blasé in the front of chaos. Because this is our job.
Yes, but after the servants leave, and the dwarven fellow stops fighting as his eyes land on Amadeus, I recognize you.
Yes. We've met. Hello.
How do I know you?
We work at the same institution, a library.
I don't belong here.
Neither do we.
What are we doing here, then?
Magic.
You're writing on yourself and scaring everybody.
So you might have missed something, but Amadeus got hit by a book.
I'm not living that down, am
he
I?
He got hit by a book.
Well, you wouldn't know that you've been hit by a book.
Okay, so I got hit by a book. How does that explain any of this?
Well, you got sucked into the book.
Aye.
You know, when you, like, lose yourself in a book, it's never happened to me before, but I think it finally happened.
Thank you for showing
us the way, Amadeus.
Okay.
That all sounds familiar.
Am I reading right now? Is this what reading's like? Is this what I've been missing out on? Because I normally just watch plays.
No, this isn't...
Short plays.
Okay.
Short form
so,
plays.
So, did you get sucked into a book talking to the dwarf?
I think so. I hope so.
Do you remember what book it was?
It was big.
Yeah. Was apparently big enough to knock me out.
It had a dumbass title. I remember that much. It was real dumb. It was a title that didn't make sense. It was far too long to be good.
Oh, by the guts. Okay, so, and I'm assuming that's why you're writing all over yourself.
Why are you writing all over yourself? You're covered in...
Because I'm losing myself. I keep thinking I'm the king and forgetting who I am.
Well, isn't being a king better than being an archivist or whatever the hell you were before? Sounds quite nice. They called me Lady Knight. I've never been called that before. I normally get called hoarder or drunk or...
We've never called you that.
Multiple times. Today, even.
Okay. But, you know, I also call you Tanwyn and friend and...
You do as well, but you never called me Lady Knight, and I quite like that one. Why don't you want to be the king? This is fun.
Because people keep trying to kill me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we'll help you get out of that one. Because I'm the Lady Knight, and
also, I quite like my job. Ugh. Some people like books.
All right.
Yes.
All right. You know.
That is one thing about being a king. I have access to so many books that I don't have to catalog or remember where I put them because the servants put them back and I can find them again. And the library is very good.
The downside being is that they expect you to make decisions.
Yes.
And...
Thanks. I'm not a good leader.
No, well, I don't know.
What's your name? Where did you write it? If you give your name to all of us, then maybe we'll be able to remember it for you.
The name on it is Marth Greystone.
Marth Greystone.
Greystone.
So, is that your name, Marth Greystone?
Aye.
All right.
I think.
What you mean you think?
Well, you know, it's, yes, that is the only name that comes to mind when I think about my name, but...
Do you remember a Marth Greystone from the library?
Yeah, that's his name. It's Marth Greystone.
One of the oldest.
Along with the caretaker who you met. He was one of the people that founded the...
Yeah, I helped build the place.
Oh. Yeah.
You must be pretty proud of yourself for that one. And in all that time, nothing like this has ever happened to you before.
No. And the light escape shifted again because new people have entered the book.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, it's not like we could do anything about it.
What changed, if I might ask?
Well, we're by the ocean now.
Oh, I quite like that part. We haven't been to the ocean very often.
We weren't by the ocean before?
No. From what I can work out, the book takes in memories of other stories and shapes itself.
Would it be a problem that I've been watching a lot of really violent plays where the king mostly dies at the end, like Hamlet?
I'm screwed.
You've watched Shakespeare?
Oh, the Travelling
Troop. Shakespeare is now canon to this world.
The Travelling Troop comes through all the little towns.
Huh, okay.
Aren't we glad Shakespeare is in the public domain?
I was trying to think of things to say instead of Hamlet, and then I just said Hamlet. Shamlet? No, that's stupid. I'm just going to say Hamlet.
Camlet.
Bamlet.
Oh, boy.
So, and the amount of junk I've got rattling around in my head, a problem.
Now that it's been said, it's just like, a lot of this stuff I'm recognizing, so a lot of this is my fault.
Yeah, I have a problem. I used to work in intake. And I'm a Durnia.
We all
so
are.
I've read their archives too.
You saying that? There was just this, oh no.
Oh no!
I've read the archives, so this is going to be fun.
We're screwed.
Yeah.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I don't even know what's really going on in here yet.
I don't either. Okay, here's my hypothesis.
Okay.
You got to finish the story. Problem is, I don't know what the story is. Because, as far as I'm aware, it's survive because assassins keep coming after me. And I keep forgetting who I am because the longer I'm in here, I keep thinking that my name is King Morgan.
King Morgan. Do you remember any books about a King Morgan?
Am I able to piece together, based on context and things, am I able to have an idea of what story this might be?
Give me a history check at advantage.
Natural 20.
Oh, yeah.
Nice!
King Morgan actually is the name of the king of that appeared in the story Behind Her Mask, which means that somebody who was in here before either chose to or also read Behind Her Mask.
Do you think maybe you're not the main character and the story isn't survive, but instead you're meant to die because you're the king and kings always die in the stories?
What happened to the king in the book?
Honestly, the king wasn't a major factor in the book. He, honestly, kind of a bumbling idiot within his personal life. Did well enough politically to maintain a stable-ish country. The courtly intrigue was happening between all of the nobles in the below him who were all trying to stab each other in the back and take each other's land.
Huh.
Were they also trying to stab the king in the back and take the throne? Or is this because we are suddenly being introduced situation?
You don't believe there was an assassination plot in Behind Her Mask? Because the story kind of focused on this new duchess that rose to power after her father's death, and it was within this land it was traditional to wear a mask while mourning to hide the tears and all that kind of stuff.
If I'm remembering the story correctly, King doesn't get shanked at all. There's not even an assassination plot or subplot in this book.
The assassination subplot was for the Duchess.
And it was the main character who was a rando newbie Duchess of something or other.
Well, none of us are duchesses, so I think we're pretty safe.
No, from what I remember, we're all background characters.
Okay, so we just have to...
The titles Lord Vizier, Lord General, and Lady Knight do not appear Behind Her Mask.
We're not even in this story.
Well, it's probably just like an amalgamation of a bunch of different stories,
well,
don't you think?
If that's the base story, and if our friend's here's guess is correct, we're adding to the story by... The story is drawing from our respective knowledge and memories. Oh, God.
Who knows what the plot line is?
Mywin's got a lot of dead kings in it, so maybe we should still be cautious.
Yeah.
Also, be careful of the holes.
What holes? What are you talking about?
Holes appear sometimes. Haven't had the guts to actually look into them or jump in, but holes appear from time to time.
What, in the walls, in the floor, in the sky, in the...
In space.
Like a teleportation?
I'm really struggling not to call them plot holes right now.
The DM is making a face at us. The DM is making a very specific face at us that I think you've found something.
They may or may not be plot holes. No.
Okay.
So what do we do first? We just collect information?
Yeah. All right. First, we need information because I am operating on very limited knowledge right now, save for the fact that we're in a book.
Okay, well, shall we go and talk to some of those servants? I got called up here by a lady with wings on, and then when I thought about it, I didn't think that there is a veil here, so...
Yeah, and I don't have my book.
And for the first time you've noticed, Magnus doesn't have his scarf.
Wait, where's your scarf?
Well, we're in the book, so we don't have it. It's like how you don't have your big book.
I'm not used to seeing your neck.
Mm.
Does
it feel weird?
Well, I can still kind of feel the spirit, so it doesn't feel too weird, but it is...
It feels dry.
Pretty nice.
Is it cold? Or is it, you know...
It's not damp. I don't have the trench foot neck anymore.
Oh, disgusting. Don't tell me about that ever again. Thanks.
Cracks
okay.
When I turn my head too fast.
I don't know.
You should really see a medical professional about that.
I've got the shield, which it's not the Trollstone shield, but when I touched it, it was like, yeah, this is my shield. So I think maybe we've still got all of our stuff somehow, but it just all looks different because it's not part of the...
translated to the book.
Because it's not part of the story, I suppose.
I doubt they had the concept of Trollstone in the stories.
Aye, and books from powerful, almost god, and a scarf that's filled with spirits, so they're just not here, I guess.
Processing.
How long have you been in here, Marth?
Right, my name is Marth, not Morgan.
No, I don't know who Morgan is.
He's the king in the story.
And how long I've been here? He gives this faraway look. I don't know.
Do you have your wristlet on you anywhere?
He looked at his arm, which is about all he's managed to get. I am Marth Grace.
Yes, you constructed...
I am 225 years old.
Damn, congratulations, sir.
I have not had kids. I am sad.
Oh.
And like, that's all that there is on his arm.
Well, that's what happens when you're married to your job, I suppose. Sorry, that was really insensitive of me.
It was. Can I be let down, please?
Oh, right, I'm so sorry. I've been carrying you around this whole time. Yes, of course. Try not to freak anybody out because they'll want me to come and pick you up again. And she puts him down, she pats him on the head.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to meet you, Marth. Sorry. So
what were we talking about?
The plot of the story. And you haven't managed to figure much out because you've been mostly focused on not getting killed by assassins.
Yeah, that.
Is there anything else?
Sounds about right.
Is there anything else that's happened to you? Or any kind of... I've got
a good
one. I
keep having women trying to sneak into my bed.
Being the king's not all bad, eh?
You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm.
Is there anything else? Any kind of, like, I thought of a good one. Are there any people who you see around a lot? Like, recurring characters? You know, like when you go and see a play, and then right at the start, there's just a bunch of random people at the front. And then in the second scene, there's some people again, and you're like, those ones, I got to follow them. Like in Hamlet, about Hamlet.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by reoccurring character? Like
people you see around all the time, and they seem to be always doing stuff.
Like my head maid and my butler?
Hey, what are they doing? Do they seem like they've got a plot going on?
I hope not.
You know, in Shakespeare, there's always some...
Shakespeare?
He's a playwright.
Right.
Yeah.
He looks at his arm again. Right, I am Marth Greystone.
You're a Marth Greystone.
He's a playwright. Shakespeare's a playwright. He's...
Right, yes, no, I know who Shakespeare is. I know who Shakespeare is.
There's always, like, a trio of people who are gossiping about stuff in all of the plays. Is there a trio of people who's always talking trash? Maybe.
I mean, the head maid and the butler do tell me things that they hear around the castle because people don't pay attention to servants.
That's a good start. Maybe we should go talk to them.
Right.
Do you have a little bell that you can summon them, or do we have to go and find them?
The head maid will be... What will she be doing at this time? She will be... It's... Half an hour after sunrise, she will be organizing the maids. Why do I have my three highest officials in my room?
You are having a bit of mental trouble, Your Majesty.
An episode.
My name is Marth Greystone.
Yes, you are Marth Greystone. You built a great place of learning.
I am not King Morgan.
No, you are not King Morgan.
What were you talking about again?
We're looking for the head maid in the story.
Right, I'm in a story.
And you said she was, like, organizing the maids or something.
Yes, she will be organizing the maids to get them out on their duties, sorting out those who are just setting up the tables, those who are...
Right. But where? Where are the chambers? Where are the quarters?
Right, servants' quarters.
Yes.
They are on the bottom floor near the back of the castle.
Bottom floor, back of the castle.
They're connected to the kitchen and the laundry, and the butler will be in either the dining room or the main foyer. Justin, I don't think he'll be in the foyer. Do we have guests coming today, too?
Don't worry about any of that, Marth.
Leave that with us. We will look into it.
Do you want to come with us? Or do you want to have a little rest? It is a rest day.
I can't rest. I need to get dressed. I have emissaries from Cadonia coming.
Emissaries from what?
Cadonia.
Cadonia.
We've got.
All right.
I'm trying to organize a trade agreement with them and potentially marriage.
Ah, interesting. Marriage for you?
I hope not. I'm too. 125. I'm too old to be getting married.
Right, but you always wanted to have kids.
You are actively watching this man lose his identity and come back to it.
The cognitive dissonance must be torture.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Look.
Did I have a nap? Then there was a moment where his eyes kind of glaze over and his posture changes. He stands more upright and there is now a trained regalness to him. Did I have another episode?
Yes.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I am getting too old and too ill to continue.
Don't worry about it. We've got
air problem
all soon. Under control, sir.
You can't sort out the air problem, though. Unless, of course, you're offering.
I'll be your heir. Sure. I'll be the queen.
I'll
be the queen. Next up, me. Me. I want to do it. I think it'll be fun. I'll get lots of stuff. And I'll be able to make political
decisions. That's not what I meant, and I'm glad we have clarified that we are not doing that.
I apologize, Your Majesty. It's a bit of an interesting time for all of us.
Did I attack my servants again? Is that why the Lady Knight and Lord General are here?
No!
I did, didn't I?
No, it wasn't attack. It was more just...
They were worried for your safety, Your Majesty, so they summoned...
Us.
And they summoned us to assist.
And we are going to go follow up with them now.
Right.
Okay?
Lord General, would you be so kind as to assign a soldier to stay with me just in case I lose myself again and start trying to harm myself or those around me?
Of course, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
He walks over to beside his bed and pulls on a series of ropes beside his bed and pulls on one of them. And 30 seconds later, a servant runs and... You called, Your Majesty? Yes. Could you help me change and get this ink off of me? I can't read what it says. I don't even know why it's on me. No language I recognize.
Yes, indeed.
Is it in common?
No, it's in Dwarvish.
Okay.
The only reason I can read it is because I read everything.
You read
but
everything.
You, Amadeus, you also know, you've seen writing around here. It's in a language that does not exist in Paradon. So you imagine that any writing, even if you were to write in Paradon Common, nobody here would recognize it and think you're writing gibberish.
Huh. But can Amadeus decipher it?
Yeah.
I can read it, I just can't write, because I don't...
For whatever reason, all of you guys are able to read this writing, and you think if you took the moment to write it, you could, but you think that's the magic of this book that you're in, not because of anything you can do.
Yeah, all right, so Amadeus will bow and...
All right, see you, Marth.
My name is Marth Greystone. And the servant just looks worried.
It's a meditation phrase.
Anyway... We will...
Your Majesty, come on, we've got to get you to the bath. And just very gently, a caretaker at a rest home, leading an Alzheimer's patient away.
Yeah, we'll leave. That's concerning, because that might be us.
No, we'll figure it all out.
Yeah, we kind of need to.
Do we want to go and see the head maid first or the butler first? He might be in the dining room, which might be easier to get to. And as we all know, the butler always did it. That's the other thing in all of the plays that I see. It's either the king dies, or the butler did it, or the trees are working around. That was an odd play. I only saw that one once.
Macbeth.
No, I'm talking about how Tolkien was so upset that the trees didn't actually walk in Macbeth that he created the Ents for Lord of the Rings. And that is real.
Oh, goodness.
Flippin' heck, Tolkien. Okay. I mean, of all the things for him to get annoyed about in Macbeth.
And he was also upset with the no man of woman born being a caesarean, and he thought it should have been a woman, so that's why Eowyn got to stab the Witch King.
Nice.
Fair enough.
Anyway, I reckon we go and see the butler first, because the butler's always the one that did it. Come on, go to the dining room. How hard can it be to find? And I just start walking down the hall and opening rooms.
Like,
is there a servant around?
Yeah, just opening doors.
And you're doing that at one point, you open the door and there's just a woman screams and covers herself.
Hey, I pulled the door. That wasn't the dining room.
No, is there a servant around?
As you say that, one rounds to the corner.
Excellent. Hello there. Can I have a word, please?
Yes. Yes, Lord Vizier, this is a young human male.
Where is the butler?
The butler is currently directing things in the dining room for, well, the king's breakfast and the subsequent arrivals of the emissaries.
Excellent.
Will you take us to him, please?
Are you doing something particular right now?
He looks a little guilty. I was looking busy, so no.
I like how you think, and I'm unfortunately...
No, you don't.
Unfortunately, I'm conscripting you to help.
Yeah, that's
right. You should... My advice going forward is if you ever get called out, always have an excuse of something. Doesn't have to be major. Just if you're going to Skive, have an excuse ready.
I was going to, and then I came face to face with the Lord Vizier, Lord General, and Lady Knight.
Tough, but fair.
Were you going to see Lord General, I mean Magnus?
Oh, I was just going to say you're lucky to escape the lash.
Indeed. Right. Yes. Anyway.
Gotta be in character, guys.
Anyway, if you would be so kind as to lead us to the dining room, we've got some issues that we need to deal with.
Is that not questions I'm allowed to ask?
It's not for you to ask. It's just for you to take us there.
Yes.
I'm learning that. I've only been here for 2 weeks.
Hey, you're doing...
No, right. Just lead us to the dining room, boys.
Okay.
Thank you.
He likewise is in purple, orange, red uniforms that you've been seeing all the servants wear. Seems like that's the national colours.
Oh, boy.
I got pink.
Well, you certainly rock it.
And yes, you were led down to the dining room, which the king's personal quarters was on the fifth floor of the castle, and you guys have moved down to the second floor. You enter through these large double doors of this odd pinkish-hued wood. Not full-on hot pink, but light pink. Somebody's very slightly tinted white wood. And then try to wash off as much of the paint as possible. But you know that this is just the natural color of this particular type of wood.
That is going to annoy me. But, all right, I look for the guy directing traffic.
The guy directing traffic is obvious and strange looking. He is this 7 foot tall, lanky gentleman in a deep purple suit with a full on Davy Jones head. Like Pirates of the Caribbean octopus head with tentacle beard.
Cool.
Before we go and talk to him, I go to the servant. Stay there. We might need you later.
Okay.
But good news is you're busy now.
Yay.
So we approach the butler.
Yes.
Hey.
What can I do for the Lord Visiting here?
Oh, he's fun. I like this guy.
Indeed. Assuming people have... coming up.
Yeah.
Say quietly, King's had an episode.
Right.
Just to refresh my memory, because busy, you understand. How long has he been having episodes?
About 6 weeks.
Okay. Okay, good to know.
Did anything happen 6 weeks ago that you would consider unusual or out of the norm for you? For example, suddenly being by the ocean, a bunch of people showing up.
We've always been by the ocean.
Okay, sure.
Okay, that's...
Anything else happened 6 weeks ago? Just anything that you can think of, apart from the king starting some episodes.
The king fell down the stairs.
The king fell down the stairs.
Oh, right. Hit his head and
fell or was pushed?
I hope fell. That is not outside the possibility.
All right, interesting.
And again, because I've been dealing with political stuff, how long have the assassinations been going on?
About 6 months.
Months. Okay, good to know.
For the assassinations, now I know that we're all supposed to be really onto it, but we're just doing a debrief, right? Is there any particular faction that they're coming from, or any kind of origin point of the assassins, or are they all different?
We unfortunately have yet to capture one.
Right. Because he keeps stabbing them. He said he was getting them, which is very good of him.
Again, stupid question. Do we have a spymaster that I could talk to?
He looks...
At Magnus.
No, he looks around. We
technically do have a spy master. But, you know, we don't officially have a spy master.
I understand. Who would I want to talk to if I wanted to learn some unofficial things?
He nods. I understand what you're talking about. You'll want to talk to Lord Sangus.
Fair enough. I will not go talk to Lord Sangus at some point.
Oh, I've got a good question for you. What's the most exciting thing that's been going on in the castle in the past couple of while? Not like the most important thing or the most politically important or the most, you know. What's the most exciting thing that if you had to say, if we were, say, reading a book, all of the stuff with the king and the massacres are in the background. What's in the foreground? Are there any romances or intrigues or divorces? Something fun going on in the castle.
Gotcha.
That's exactly what I want to hear about. Loves to hear about gossip.
Right. The head maid. There are rumors that she's been seeing someone secretly. No, I did not hear that from me.
Of course not. As I said, the king's had a bit of an episode. So, at least for this morning, it's probably best to run things through me or my people.
That's us.
For the moment, just until I'm sure the king is over his episode. I know we've got the... When are the dignitaries due to arrive?
Around morning tea time.
So...
We are preparing to have scones and biscuits and tea and...
So you might want to check in... You might want to check in with his personal servants for the minute. He had somebody with him when he left him, but you probably want to coordinate with them to make sure that he's on track.
I know how to do my job.
I'm not saying you didn't. I'm trying to catch up on mine.
Fair enough.
But...
Armadeus.
Yes.
You're not the Grand Vizier. You're Armadeus.
I know.
All right.
But...
What are you two on about?
Don't worry about it. This is official business.
Yeah.
Remember who you are. Don't get too caught up in the story, Armadeus. You've got to remember who you are. I know you're not reading books.
As you're saying this, you just watch the butler's eyes just glaze over. Basically, as if there's some force protecting him from being aware that he is in a story.
All right, I will, as Tim was saying this, I'll turn to the butler, smile, carry on, run things through me, and we'll leave it to it. Let's go.
Oh.
This is...
We nearly lost you there, I think.
No,
I just started watching you getting a little bit too into it.
Trying to help
me. He's just losing himself in a story.
He really is.
Mm.
This is why I don't trust short-form play media.
Oh, goodness.
The ones you're watching, Tenwin, they aren't long enough to sustain a narrative.
Interactive play media. I like the ones where you can get up and you can interact.
You're not supposed to get up on the stage and hit
people. Sometimes you can.
There's a form of... We're having this discussion as we're walking along.
Yeah.
There's a form of play called dinner theatre where you can interact with the actors while you're eating.
What?
Yes, it's called dinner theatre.
Oh, I want to go to one of those. That sounds awesome. Can we go to one when we get back?
I'm sure we can find one somewhere. Probably one in the capital somewhere.
Oh, that would be fun. I'd really like...
As you guys are talking, you guys round the corner to see this well-dressed man with the evil twirly mustache, greased hair, and just the most stereotypical I'm evil black noble's attire, cane, and beside him is a four-legged shark.
Oh, I want to pet the shark.
By out of flows, holy... Okay.
Hello.
Is the shark cute?
Is it exceptionally cute? Is it really, really adorable?
In some way, yeah. It's cute in the...
Yeah, is it more Jaws or Jeff?
Halfway between. It's cute in the original sense, which means interesting in an ugly way.
Okay. Hello, my lord.
Those who wish to can give me straight intelligence checks.
Oh, wow. 17.
Wow.
Natural 20 again.
And for Tenwin...
One!
You don't...
One! Tenwin. I rolled a 2, minus 1.
Yeah,
one.
Tenwin holds out extended hand with fingers out.
Tenwin does...
Look at all of my rings!
Tenwin does not remember what the name of this person is.
I point at him and I go, oh, he looks like a main character.
Thank you so very much. That is... Highly flattering to hear.
No.
This is Lord Sinister.
Oh, where are the kids?
This is Lord... What's the most evil-sounding first name I can think of?
Archibald?
Archibald. Yeah,
this is Lord Archibald Sinister.
Excellent name.
Amadeus is struggling not to groan.
It's not a name you recognize from any story that you've read, but you're starting to piece together what the deal might potentially be with this book.
How's the scheming going, my lord?
I have no idea what you are on about.
Oh, I think you do. I think you do.
I am perfectly innocent. Now, if you're scheming on how to make sure that me and Ripper here win the Tiger Shark beauty pageant, then I most certainly know what you're meaning, because I'm trying to get a hold of the best skin oils and the best trainers. I'm just trying to show where the money is.
I believe him.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I want to go and see the Tiger Shark beauty contest.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure it's part of the story.
I'm 100% sure the Tiger Shark beauty contest is part of the story, and it is vitally important for us to go there. When is it, Lord?
It is in 3 days' time.
Oh!
At the amphitheater.
We might still be here in 3 days.
Yeah, well, and a day,
are you going somewhere?
A day in a story is 5 minutes.
Sometimes it can be multiple chapters, but sometimes it can just be a couple of sentences. So maybe we're there now, and then Tanwyn kind of jumps and tries to make it to the amphitheater.
It does not work.
Sorry, just busy couple of days, Lord Sinister. Busy couple of days.
Are you sure that these two are well? They seem...
They are...
Are you sure they haven't caught whatever the king has?
Aye, we might have it all. And if you don't stay away, if you don't stay away from the king and us, you might catch it too.
That would be awful.
It would be awful. So you'd better stay.
You are all insane. I don't want
away.
To do that. Let's go now, Ripper. He just very snootily walks off, cane clicking, the Tiger Shark following behind. And Tiger Shark is an apt description, as it is covered with stripes.
This is
May
this
I
is
suggest
fun.
Going forward that we don't admit to being potentially insane?
They don't mind. They're not real. They're like actors. They all go behind the scenes and then they take off their makeup and then they're all different. I'm sure that guy who had the fish for a face is just wearing a mask. I'm really good at plays. Come on.
I love Tenwin's naivety. And bold
gray
face
hairs. Gray hairs.
And her bold face assuredness that she is always correct.
Yay! I'm always right, and I've never been wrong. Let's go talk to the maid about her secret paramour. Maybe that's where we'll find the story. Although this Lord Sinister, he does seem like a...
He's a bad guy.
He does. He does seem like a bad guy.
He is a bad guy. He is the most stockest of stock bad guys to ever have... Bad guy in a book.
Aye. So we should keep an eye on him.
Yes.
Melodrama villain vibes.
Which means we should go to the Tiger Shark beauty competition at the amphitheater in 3 days. I'm always right and I've never been wrong. There's an old webcomic that doesn't exist on the internet anymore that I used to read that before I knew about the Aftershock, there was this little guy called Fishsticks who was a little bit grosser.
I've heard of him.
From Progress, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this little guy called Fishsticks, who's a little bit grosser than Jeff, but he's who I think of when I think of Shark.
Landshark.
Landshark.
Yes, you navigate your way.
Got the servant that I collected earlier. I don't care if he thinks we're a pack of loons. We are a pack of loons, like, but that's beside the point.
He looks at you, it's just like, Lord Vizier, are you the only sane one in the castle?
Yes.
Hey.
Oh.
What's your name, son?
Jeremy,
I'm always like this. Don't worry about it.
And I deal with her on a daily basis.
Welcome to the crew, Jeremy.
I don't want to be a part of the crew.
Jeremy sees a brief look of abject madness cross Amadeus' face before he snaps back to normal. Okay, let's go.
Uh-huh. The look on his face is just like, how do I get rid of these three?
As I see that expression across his face, that's the reaction we usually get. Jeremy? You are not alone.
How did you three become the three highest officials outside of the nobility?
Hey, don't say that to the three highest officials outside of the nobility. We've got a lot of power over you know.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I know you've only been here 2 weeks, but you've got to learn a little bit of respect. I'm enjoying this.
I meant to keep that thought inside. I did not think that it came out of my mouth until it did.
Aye, you'll learn.
Please forgive me, lords and ladies.
Just lead us to the Yes. Bird, please.
Right away. Be very hard. Leads. Full on scared power walking.
Yay.
Traumatizing more common folk.
Yay. He's not real. He's not real.
Shame on you, Tanwin.
He's not real. It's just a guy. Just a guy in a story. He's just an actor.
I'm the only one here trying to treat them like actual people.
Yes.
Because for the moment, they are actual people.
If I treat them like actual people, I might lose who I am. So this is Tanwin's logic, is if she becomes a part of the story by treating them like people instead of parts of a story, then she might lose her brain. But she's not going to do that.
Good job, Tanwin. And you all get led to the servants' quarters, and you are led into this office space where there is just this one wall that is entirely covered in a massive chalkboard with a schedule on it. And in front of it is this slightly overweight woman with ebony black skin and yellow spots on her body.
Huh.
She is just writing down different names in different boxes of across the timetable. It looks like basically where each servant will be and what their duties are at any given time. You notice there is a column that just says rest. And you see that one is entirely full with what looks to be everybody's name once. And from the looks of it, they are 2-hour periods. So from the looks of it, up until the end of the day, there's a 2-hour rest period for everybody.
Did we interrupt Jeremy's rest period?
No. Jeremy, right now, from the looks of it, is supposed to be in laundry.
Ah.
Well, thankfully he has a good excuse for skiving. In that I co-opted his butt.
As you walk in, the head maid turns around, sees Jeremy first, is like, "Oi, Jeremy, what are you?"
"Hi.
Lords and lady, how can I help you today?"
"We're just here to follow up on some things the king said."
"Now, was the king in right space of mind when he said these things?"
You know, he's in all sorts of spaces of mind these days.
Yes, it is very unfortunate.
But he did say that he's got a pretty good, solid working relationship with you. And you're one of the people who tells him all the things that go on in the castle. Not in like a bad way, in a good way, in a I would also like to know those things kind of way.
With the king having his episodes, we are simply trying to help work around the problems he's having so that we can
keep the castle working smoothly.
Yeah. That.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. If you lords and lady don't mind, can I get Jeremy to go back to his... I've received word that we're short-staffed in the laundry.
Hey!
We caught him on the way to the laundry, and I was a little lost, busy day and all that, so I co-opted him.
Right.
My apologies. You're free to go, Jeffrey.
He's like, doesn't matter. My name's Jeffrey now. And runs off.
Yeah, so, and I co-opted him. Make sure you get there, or I'll send the lady knight to find you.
And I'll get you and all!
Yeah. Just so. I've had the handmaid, is just like, I've had problems with that one.
He's all right. He's learnt all of the corridors very quickly for only being here 2 weeks or so.
I will take that as a positive thing.
Indeed. Anyway, so back to the topic at hand. Is there anything that we need to know about the what twos and the wherefores?
And what specifically are we?
I'm looking for some really good stories that are going on in the castle at the moment.
Like, who's sleeping with who stories?
Aye. And what in the Nine Hells is going on with Lord Sinister? Let's be honest.
Lord Sinister is wholly and fully obsessed with that damn tiger shark of his.
Yeah, it's a good tiger shark.
He got that thing at an auction, and ever since he has been doing his damnedest to win any and all competitions that he can put it in, even going so far as to sabotaging the other contestants.
Oh.
Not that we can prove that he's doing it.
Now that is a good story.
Are you accusing a lord?
Yes, my position is fully safe. Most certainly am. Also, you asked.
We did ask and all.
We did ask.
Just throwing his weight around.
Could we please not come down hard on everybody we talk to today? Please?
I didn't come down hard on Lord Sinister.
Fair. Okay.
No, you liked Lord Sinister. He's got a cool anyway, shark as a pet.
So, all right, on the topic of stories, is there any below the table problems, relationships, trouble? births,
deaths, divorces.
That would I need to worry about, because with the king having had an episode this, I am trying to unburden him as much as possible to make sure that the thing, you know, and if you could tell us anything, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Or, for example, star-crossed lovers, one from the emissaries of Cordonier and one from our court, and are they going to try and get together and then one of them drinks poison and the other one stabs herself?
This isn't...
Well, that's all overly dramatic.
We're looking for drama. we are looking for drama.
Well, the emissary is coming with his daughter that... potentially to forge a political alliance with our kingdom, but for political marriage, but I don't see that happening with the king the way that he is at the moment.
He doesn't seem to want that neither.
Which no. probably means that if the king gets worse, and he is, his younger brother Ooh. Will probably end up taking the throne.
What's the general consensus on the younger brother? Good, bad?
He's been out of the kingdom, being a traveling scholar for the past 100 years.
Traveling scholar.
Oh.
So a lot of the servants and just common folk just don't know him.
That's a problem. All right, good to know.
But last I heard, he is coming back because, you know, we got in contact with him when the king fell ill because... hadn't fallen ill, all things considered, he had another 70-odd years in him, at least.
Fair enough. Sorry, I interrupted you, Tanwyn. I apologize.
No, I was just going to ask where this brother's at, but you've answered my question. He's a traveling scholar. And he's on his way back now. So he got told 6 weeks ago after the king had his first episode.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll come back today? That would be awfully good for the story, wouldn't it? He busts in the door. He's all covered in sweat and dust from the travels. Aye, and then he sees the princess of Cordonier across the room.
Last I heard, he was in Cordonier, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's coming back with Gunru around with the emissary.
Oh, no, that is also a pretty good one.
All right.
And which he hasn't seen his brother in 100 years, and they...
Which could, they don't, you know, prove helpful if we... Now, this is purely conjecture. Please do not take a political marriage between the young prince, who is... only 150, and the daughter of the emissary would go down a fair bit better, I would imagine, rather than marrying
the king.
Even
without treason. The problem.
No,
it's not treason. It's
a better solution.
It is technically treason, I agree. But the king is not well, and we need a option that isn't just let the kingdom die and be consumed by its neighbours.
That's not a very satisfying ending to a play or a book.
God, help me. Okay, yes, thank you. That's what we need to know. Is there anything we can help you with while we're here?
Oh, I've got a question. Don't think this is weird.
Okay. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.